With me today, Leticia Romero. She's the president of the Leadership Council for the North Bay Organizing Project. They're having a big meeting coming up on Sunday. We'll talk about that in a moment. But first, let's remind people what the North Bay Organizing Project is and is all about.
We bring people together to build leadership and grassroots power for social, economic, racial, and environmental justice. I feel that we are a unique organization because we're a multi-ethnic, multi-issue organization. Our members include an urban farm, congregations, unions, two large environmental organizations, a day labor center and a domestic worker center, student organizations, and issue organizations.
And as a group, you're not very old now.
No, we're 4 years old.
And in that time, there have been some issues that you've been focusing on. One of those big success just in the past week, transportation access for students and other people who are having a hard time with that.
Right. That's one of the things that has come up quite a bit in the different communities. And what was recently passed is a pilot project for 1 year. And students who are going to Santa Rosa JC, Sonoma State University, or to San Francisco State will be allowed a free bus pass.
So that's a success and one of several, I assume, that you'll be talking about at the meeting on Sunday afternoon.
Yes. We will also be talking about education and the restorative justice programs in our schools. We will also be talking about immigration, but I don't want to give too much because I would really like for people to come out and hear and see and get to know the people involved in the North Bay Organizing Project and also see how one can get involved. I feel that we all want to do something to create change and better our living conditions, but we may not always know how to. And then knowing that you don't have to do it by yourself, that's another reason why NBOP is really unique, is because collectively we're able to create the change and put resources together to create those necessary changes.
There's been a lot of bridge building between groups that had maybe similar ideals but didn't necessarily talk to each other very much.
Exactly. When I say collaborative efforts, that's what I mean. I think usually in the past, environmental groups have been working on their own thing, and let's say immigration has been working on their own thing. But in reality, they coincide. They need to come together. And so having more people involved in the same issues makes for change quicker than it would happen, because change does take a while. So that can be frustrating when we don't see immediate changes. So coming together allows for quicker results.
The title for the meeting, Fanning the Flame, the Intersection of Love and Justice. How did you come up with that?
When you build a fire, you need to continue fanning it so that it doesn't go out. That's how we came up with this. If we continue to fan the flame of justice and stay involved, then people stay inspired, they stay motivated. We hope to inspire others to join us as well. And then the intersection of justice and love. You know, we all want to be loved and love others. And we all want justice, whatever it may be, whether it's a school bus or a path or sidewalks or lighting or driver's licenses. People want to feel that it's fair and just and equitable for everyone.
So who all are you hoping will come out to this?
Our organization, again, consists of organizations. We currently have 20 member organizations, and those organizations invite their congregation or the members of, you know, their nonprofit or their union and so forth. And then, you know, we invite family and friends.
Just about anybody, in other words.
Yes. Well, but the majority are, you know, members of our member organizations. But it is open to the public, and we encourage the public to come and join us and come and hear the music and hear the stories and the testimonies.
And you make it easy because it's free.
It's free. It's going to be on Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. at Santa Rosa High School, the high school auditorium.
Well, Letty, thanks very much for coming and telling us about it. I hope you draw a big crowd.
Thank you.